Good morning, it's Monday, May 16th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect a mainly cloudy Monday with rain showers in the morning before tapering off. Temperatures are a high near 60 degrees and a low in the mid-40s. Even before the W.W. Seymour Conservatory opened its doors Saturday, a line formed to enter the newly renovated Victorian glass house in Tacoma's Wright Park. By noon, the line stretched two blocks down South G Street. As they entered the 114-year-old building, visitors craned their necks to see a living wall of plants and peered into a steamy vivarium looking for poison dart frogs. Both are new features. The conservatory is back in business after Metro Parks Tacoma completed a $2.73 million renovation that has kept the building closed for a year. Seymour is one of only three public Victorian-style conservatories on the West Coast. While a good portion of the money was used to repair and replace crumbling infrastructure, visitors encountered new plants and new features Saturday. Fundraising by the conservatory's board and gift shop sales will keep admission free. A passenger in a vehicle was shot Saturday night in Lakewood following what police believe was an incident of road rage. A woman was taken to an area hospital where she is expected to survive her injuries. Around 9 p.m., police were dispatched to a report of a shooting. Social media images show that police first responded to the town center shopping area, but later learned that it happened at a nearby intersection. Police think the shooting from one vehicle into another happened in the area of 100th Street Southwest and Gravelly Lake Drive Southwest, Zero said. Police are still investigating, he said. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Lakewood Police Department. A new downtown Tacoma Arts Festival next weekend is bringing together the public with some of the world's top glass artists along with food trucks, artist displays and sales, and the return of a hometown musical hero. The Free Together in Art and Glass Festival kicks off at 10 a.m. on Sunday, May 22nd, in what organizers say will be an annual event. The festival showcases glass artists, painters, sculptors, ceramicists, jewelry artists, craftspeople and more. The event will occupy sidewalks and plazas from the Tacoma Art Museum to the Washington State History Museum, across the Bridge of Glass over Interstate 705 and to the Museum of Glass. Tacoma native Vicky Martinez headlines the entertainment. Food trucks will set up along the festival route, and a beer garden will be near the Pacific end of the Bridge of Glass. Admission is free. A scuba diver participating in a dive class in American Lake in Lakewood Saturday never resurfaced. His body was recovered in the late afternoon. The Sheriff's Department dive team spent Saturday afternoon looking for the man after getting a call just after noon from dispatchers at Joint Base Lewis McChord, said Sheriff spokesperson Sergeant Darren Moss. The man was a military veteran in a civilian class. The incident occurred on JBLM's portion of the lake. The Army's Criminal Investigation Division will investigate the incident, Moss said. A 41-year-old man fatally shot late last month in Tacoma's Eastside neighborhood was identified Friday by the medical examiner. Toppy Nunu of Spanaway died of a gunshot wound to the head, according to a news release from the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office. It ruled his death a homicide. Police said the victim was found alive on April 28 on East 34th Street after dispatchers received reports of gunshots in that area just before 11 p.m. on May 5. Police said he was pronounced dead and said it was investigating the shooting as a homicide. It's unclear what led up to it or how many people were involved. On Friday, police spokesperson Wendy Haddo said no one had been arrested and that she had no further updates to report. The Taste Northwest is coming to the Washington State Fairgrounds this July for the quote ultimate summer get-together full of food vendors, beer gardens, and live entertainment for all ages. Known as the Taste of Tacoma since 1986, it will now take place in Puyallup on July 1 though 3. The event will have more than 40 food vendors, a lineup of live music and entertainment, four beer garden and pub locations, food competitions, a marketplace vendor fair and activities for all ages including a retro roller skating rink, a large super slide and axe throwing, according to the event's website. Admission is free, but special tasting packages are also available for purchase in advance. The packages go on sale May 16 and are only available online until June 30. For more information visit thefair.com and click on events. A hiker stumbled across a skull at Windy Point in Colorado in 1994, opening a nearly 30-year mystery that has finally been at least partly solved, sheriff's officials reported. Modern DNA analysis has identified the remains as belonging to Susan Hopps, a 45-year-old woman last seen in Pierce County in 1993, the Montrose Press reported. Now investigators are trying to piece together the facts behind her disappearance in the almost 30-year-old cold case. Hopps was last seen leaving a home in Pierce County in 1993 with two other people. She had no known connection to Colorado. The Seahawks don't have to wait, at all, to play against Russell Wilson for the first time. Wilson's first game for anybody but Seattle will be, at Seattle. Before the NFL announced the dates and times for its 2022 schedule, the Seahawks revealed their most anticipated game of 2022 is the first one, Wilson and his Denver Broncos at Seattle inside Lumen Field on Monday night, September 12 at 5:15 p.m. in a ESPN National Showcase. Former longtime Fox Sports mainstay announcers Joe Buck and Troy Aikman will make their regular season ESPN debut calling that Monday night opener. That night Wilson will become the fifth quarterback in NFL history to play against the team with which he won at least 100 games. The others, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre and Joe Montana. Wilson won 104 with a Super Bowl title for Seattle from 2012 through last season. The Seahawks traded him to Denver in March. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.